the question was asked, why is it that the people during the period of Malachi, why is it that the people slacked off and started taking the service of the temple so lightly? So the question is, which generation is he speaking to? Meaning the Navi Malachi was a prophet during the beginning of the period of the Second Temple. And the question is he talking to the people then? Or is this a prophecy that goes back to the conclusion of the First Temple? At the end of the period of the First Temple, the Navi Yeshayahu describes that the people had all kinds of plans that they had confidence in. They knew how to access different forces in nature. And they had peace treaties with all kinds of nations. And so they were fully confident that they don't need God. They've mastered nature, they've mastered the peace treaties, and they're okay. And so that could lead to an attitude of, let me just appease the gods. The beginning of the Second Temple, so then the question is, if he's talking to the Jews in the period of the beginning of the Second Temple, the question is, who is he talking to? The Jewish people in the beginning of the Second Temple had a temple that they had a hard time respecting. It really was a very poor temple. Those who remembered the temple, the first temple, were standing weeping at the inauguration. They looked at it and they said, that's a temple. The general state of the Jewish people in the beginning of the Second Temple was a problematic one. You had a very high intermarriage rate. You had people doing business on Shabbos. You had those Jews in Chutzlarts who were well off financially out in all the countries we won't mention, whatever. And the Jews in Israel were fighting for their lives and could barely make ends meet. The truth is that it took a long time to get established financially. What it was that led them to have this attitude, if we're talking about the period of the Second Temple, I don't know. About the First Temple, so we have what the Navi Yeshayahu says about the Second Temple, I'm not sure. We find in the book of Ezra that the people were very, very disrespectful. They didn't have concepts of what it meant to be a Torah observant Jew. And Ezra sent out a message and said, I'm coming to beat you up. We're going to have a public speech on Rosh Hashanah. And those who don't listen and those who don't show up, some of them will be beaten up and some of their businesses will be confiscated and some people will have their hair torn out and some people will be put into halachic ostracism. But you guys better show up. So then they show up and he tells them, I have news for you. You're not allowed to be married to non-Jewish women. You can imagine that went over very well. It was a problematic period. You're trying to establish the laws of the Torah, and the people are... what more basic difference can you have with your people than that you're telling them not to marry the woman they've been married to for the last 15 years? Things were complicated in that time. A lot of the concepts that are such givens to us today, be it Shabbos, be it davening, those were concepts that were not firmly established then. So all of that just gives us a general picture. That doesn't answer yet. Why was this the attitude?
So basically things were the same as they were then as they are now. High intermarriage rate, a lot of wealthy Jews in Hutzlarts who don't want to help Jews here in Israel. So except, you know, you have a very similar situation in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Except you don't have a temple which you know, I mean, like if the people remember the first temple, They see the second one. Obviously, they know that the drop in Kedusha is so the drop in Kedusha is so great because for one, the Ron the coach was missing from the second.